DMMFers. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. This is episode 4 of Minimal Filters. Today, we are already bringing the People's segment back. Ask MF, baby.
People's podcast today, guys.
This is the People's podcast. And we will wrap up the show, as always, with the shower thought of the day. Very basic. I think we can handle that today.
Yeah, I think it's going to be probably the best podcast so far.
I'd say we have the best podcast already. But
each one? Yeah, sure. I mean, for our own podcast, for 1, 2, 3, this is the 4th. I think it's gotten better each time.
Every single time, you got to get better.
More and more smooth, yeah. more practice, relaxed.
Figuring it out, you know.
No stress on this fine Tuesday.
You know, we might be amateurs, but I'm pretty sure we're already fucking good. So
yeah, we're not amateurs anymore.
Start us off with a quick little ad read there.
Boy, Nathan, this is the greatest first sponsor that a starting podcast could ask for.
Is it?
There is nothing in this world I love more than ranching in Indus, Alberta. My buddy Tyler McMurray and his own company, T-Mac Cattle Company, they have the best semen in the West, not to mention his bull semen. Like I mentioned previously, I've known Tyler my whole life, and I've seen this family hard at work, and they're extremely passionate and committed. In fact, Saturday, October 9th, so just around the corner, their first annual sale is booked. T-Mac Cattle Company teamed up with SC Online Sales to host their steer and heifer sales. For more info, check out their Facebook and Instagram at T-Mac Cattle Co. That's T-M-A-C-C-A-T-T-L-E-C-O. Thank you.
They got semen. Check it out.
They got semen. The best semen in the West.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I got to say this, but we got to stop talking about ranching on this show.
Nope. Never will we ever stop talking about ranching. No farms, no food.
Okay. I'm going to pass on that one. What's up, man? Like, how you been?
What's up? I've been good. Yeah, no, it's been a week since we've talked to you guys last, or since you guys, I guess, heard us talk, but it's been an okay last 7 days for myself. How about you, Nathan?
You know, honestly, like, I think once you get into the swing of things with uni, like, you start realizing how much you miss just working.
That's true.
And then when you're only working, you miss school, and it's...
There's no in between, really.
No.
You're either happy or you're sad, and then sad and then happy.
Yeah, no, switches. It's one of the two. Like, you wait for the weekend to come around, and then the weekend happens, and then you just hate yourself even more because of what happens on the weekend.
Does your weekend start on Friday or Saturday?
My weekend starts on Friday. I got 3-day weekends right now.
Well, my weekend starts Thursday, basically, because I have school until noon on Thursdays. No school Friday.
Yeah, I got my new job, though, starting soon, so we'll see how that goes.
Where's that?
We can see me at Lululemon. Chinook
no way. Mall.
Anyone can come visit me. I probably won't give you a discount because I don't really like many people. So,
are you do you model their clothes or what's your job there?
I'm actually one of the mannequins. I stand up there. And,
oh shit!
Yeah, ABC joggers is what they told me I'm gonna be doing.
What does ABC? Do you know what ABC stands for? I actually do. I didn't believe it until I asked a girl who I know.
Already been chewed?
Nope. Anti ball crushers. I'm not even kidding.
Are you for shizzling?
No, I'm not for shizzling. It actually stands for anti ball crushing pants.
It's awesome.
Which is true. I have a pair and they don't crush my balls.
I don't think pants crush many balls as they are. Like, unless you like have those super tight ones that you have fat moose knuckle.
Super small balls.
Or super small balls.
Which we don't.
Fuck. You don't really call me out like that.
Sorry, man. I'm already calling you out this early in the pod.
What the hell, man? Like, did you get up to anything exciting this weekend or what?
Yeah, actually, Thursday, you and I did something. Or was it Friday? Thursday or Friday?
I think it was Friday, too.
We woke up, we had breakfast, and we went to Staples, and we purchased 25
posters.
Paper-sized pictures of our podcast cover to hand out around the city of Calgary. And
modern-day advertising.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to do it. We contacted our French buddy who goes to UFC, where neither of us go, so... He walked us around UFC and we handed out 5 there in the popular areas. I'm not sure what the places are called, but one was definitely in the engineering building. 2 of them were, I think.
They were at the University of Calgary. That's about all I could tell you.
It's a huge fucking campus, man. We could probably put 100 up and...
I was genuinely like intimidated being there. Like I felt so small.
It was nice, actually. It's one of those things where you walk in or walk onto that campus and you almost just wish you went there. It is huge and there's a lot of people... And
I mean, it does make you feel like more of a baller when you're at a big campus like that.
Well, speaking of feeling like a baller, we literally were in, me and you were on campus for no more than like probably a minute and a half. And 3 girls called us over and asked to be friends with us.
Humble brag. Yeah. Just so everyone knows. Yeah. Yeah. Girls, like as in female girls, asked us to
three
be friends with them.
Great looking females. And I hope you're listening to this because we gave them our Instagram.
We did tell them about our poster. They laughed at us when we said we're putting up for a podcast, which is understandable. I mean,
and they asked to be study buddies. And we said, well, shit, we actually don't go here. We're just hanging out podcast stuff.
This is kind of the same thing as like in our first episode, we mentioned like we're those douchebags who like decided to make a podcast.
Yeah.
But now we're those douchebags who are giving out posters for our podcast.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's nice because we also went to SATE, where you go, handed out 5 there in the popular areas. Went to MRU, where I go, handed out 4 because it's a smaller campus and there's not really like too many like different popular areas. Yeah. It's all kind of like, there's Main Street where everyone will see.
From what I could tell, when I was at SATE, I didn't go to all the spots. I missed 2 of them. But from what I could tell, the ones in the main areas were still up, which was hilarious.
Like the next week?
It was pretty funny.
On Monday, I went MRU. There's one by Tim Hortons, which is still there. The 2 we put in the same hallway, which is near the Wickham House, which is like the food court. One was gone and replaced by the Crow Child Classic sign.
How the hell does the Crow Child Classic take priority over our podcast?
I don't know how that's more important than a fucking podcast, man.
It's a hockey game
that seats 10,000 fans.
Like, the Saddle Dome. That's stupid.
So stupid.
So you know how I said I was at SATE this week? I haven't had any classes there yet, but I went to the gym. And, okay, so I seriously need to get this off my chest.
Okay.
I've been going to the school gym again, like as opposed to our apartment one.
Because it's fucking closed.
Yeah, but the reason like why I need to talk is because like this is just a PSA for like all the gym douchebags out there.
What does that stand for, PSA?
Public service announcement.
Oh.
If you ever heard of the song by Jay-Z, you would understand, but
I don't listen to rap.
For the love of God, all of you fucking gym douchebags out there, please stop flexing in front of the mirror.
Come on, man. That's the best part about going to the gym.
Okay, so like I like to think like I'm in decent shape, but like you don't see me like literally, you know, they do like the bodybuilding pose where they like flex their tricep and I'm like, man, like I'm right behind you doing chest press, like get off my ass.
Are they taking selfies too?
No, I just see them looking at themselves. I mean, I guarantee you they do. Like you see it more often, but like have some self-control here, man.
Yeah.
Like I get it, like you're in your own time, like do it, but man, there's 10 of us in this gym and I'm literally directly behind this guy and he's literally full on body flexing and I'm like, man.
See, like I can respect the guys because I mean, I've done it myself where I'll take like progression pictures on my own time in my own bathroom. I'm not going to stand in front of another 30 people in their way of the massive mirror and just
man,
fucking flex and
like take your fucking Gymshark clothes and go somewhere else, man. I don't need you in front of me flexing on me.
No free ads, Bales.
Yeah,
Jim
I mean,
Shark.
What?
Jim Snark?
Jim
Nark, are you? What else did you do this weekend?
Well, obviously we had Friday. I'm pretty excited for this weekend, though, with the Stamps and Riders game. That'll be fun.
We're going to post some more of our posters at...
We're going to try to put up as many posters as we can at that game till people get mad at us for it.
Yeah. And, like, the best part about it is, like, it shows our face and our name, but no one has proof that it was us doing it, right?
We just say we gave some friends fans. I mean, I would never... I mean, sorry. I'm actually not putting up posters at the game on Saturday. Yeah, sorry.
Hey, you fans, if you could please put up some posters of our podcast cover at the McMahon Stadium.
Don't put them in public places that are legal, though. Okay, so you're asking what happened on this weekend for me. That was terrible grammar, but I'm going to roll with it.
Yeah, Saturday, did you get drunk? Did you get...
Okay, I need to talk.
Why does it always sound so sad, the start of your stories?
Man, it's like, I just was so frustrated about this. So, me and my buddies, like, we went out, we had a couple drinks, and then we decided to go to a different bar. And then, I just got a text from my mommy. Sorry, that really derailed my train of thought.
Do not disturb right now.
I can't. I literally don't want to do that. Anyways, so we went out to bar and then we decided to go to a different bar, bar hop. You know, that's what you do when you go out.
Absolutely.
Who wants to experience one vibe? You'd rather have a bit more vibes.
You got to venture out and enjoy the night.
Yeah, exactly. Make the most of it. So we get in line and man, this guy in front of us, the biggest fucking hickey I've ever seen in my life, man.
A hickey?
Dude, like hickey.
Oh.
As in like he literally had two like, it looked like he got two paintballs on different sides of his neck, not just one side. And I literally, I genuinely went up to him and I go, so did you have sex with a vampire or something? And he proceeds to go, no,
nice
no.
Fails.
He proceeds to go, no, no, bro, look at this. Turns around, lifts up his shirt, And he's like, look at all these scratches. And I was like, all right, man. Oh, like,
no, he didn't. In a public place.
This isn't even, you're not even at like step two of this story. Fuck. And then he proceeded, like when people would walk past us, so like we're waiting outside to get into this bar. I shit you not, like the amount of people would say, nice hickeys. He would go, look at these. And he would show off his back again. And it's like, man, like what are you doing? Like, you don't know any of these people. Like people, douchebags like us could talk about you on our podcast. Like,
you better telling me this from third person.
Was it you? No, it wasn't me, man. I would never get caught doing shit like this. But like I said, like we're only at, okay, I think I finished step one of this story. Step two, he mentioned how he got kicked out of the bar the night before for making out with this girl. But do you want to know what else he was doing with this girl on the dance floor?
I don't really want to know, but you're going to tell me anyway.
All right, step two. This guy proceeds to tell me that he was fingering this girl on the dance floor. He proceeds to tell me he had his hand down her pants on the dance floor, and that's why he got kicked out.
Bruh.
All right? That's step two. You want to hear step three?
No, I don't want to hear step three.
He was wearing a gold gym t-shirt to a bar. Like, come on, man. Like,
was this the same guy that was flexing at Sate?
No, surprisingly not, man. You'd think it would be. But like, oh, dude,
so there's
like,
more than one guy out there that's like, oh, this.
Man. Like, that entire like dilemma of like, I literally walked into this bar and I was just in, like, I kind of had to comprehend like what just happened and everything I just witnessed and his whole story. And then, like, I see his Gold's Gym t-shirt, and I was like, you know what? It all makes sense now. Everything is understandable.
I'm not gonna lie. I wish you didn't. I wish I'd never asked you how your weekend was.
Well, my weekend was good.
How do you think his was? Well, his Thursday night was great. Friday night probably good too, but Saturday looked like he had a fucking awesome weekend.
Good for him.
It's one of those things, too, where it's like, first of all, I'm glad I never saw it. I'm sorry you did.
Yeah.
But at the same time, good for him, man. Congrats on the sex.
Congrats on the sex, man, but don't be doing that shit. Don't be showing off. Like, the hickeys were one thing, like, I get it, you can't hide the hickeys, but the fact that like, he was genuinely, like, excited to show people what happened to his back the night before, I was like, all right, man.
I love that energy.
Let's relax here. You know what, that's a Garrett. That's a Garrett move. That's a Garrett move.
Nice guy Garrett or F-boy Garrett?
It's definitely Bitcoin investor Garrett, yeah.
You want to know what I did this weekend?
Yeah, I've kind of been asking you.
So Saturday, because you went home Saturday for a bit, didn't you, to see your fam?
I got to see the fam. Had a nice little dinner. How was that? It was good. I haven't seen them in a while. It was phenomenal. Definitely not going to get into further detail because I would embarrass myself more than I already had, but my stomach was a little upset after, so I'll be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
My sister, she made dinner for the night, and instead of like making a regular dinner, she said, you know, I'm just going to make a shit ton of appetizers for us to split. Which was awesome. Like, there were steak bites.
Appies have no health.
No, absolutely not. There's steak bites, you know, mac and cheese bites. She grilled mac and cheese bites, which were, like, decent. A little bit more cheese would have been nice. Mm. A few other things. Escargot. It was pretty phenomenal. It was awesome. But, however, yeah, my stomach was a little upset, none to say the less. It was a long night. Like, I was that guy who took a shit at the club on Saturday.
Oh, that's... I've took this shit...
I had to. I didn't have a choice.
I took a shit at the club one time that was a one stall bathroom. It was Greta.
Yeah, no, that's where I was at.
Really?
Yeah, so like the upstairs one, I literally walked in there. I was like, boys.
Well, I was downstairs, man. It was fucking gross.
I was like, boys, sorry, I got to be that guy. I got to go to this stall. And yeah, you know, it just it happens. Like, it's out of your control.
That sucks. Well, my Saturday, I woke up, went on a date. It was wonderful. We had breakfast. Brunch.
Hungover date?
No, I wasn't hungover. After that, I went to our buddy's place, which was the other side of downtown. We watched a little bit of golf. Then we went to the UFC Dinos versus U of A Golden Bears game.
Hockey game,
at Father David Bauer. And it's funny that earlier in the pub, we mentioned how the Crow Chop Classic game was being highly advertised at MRU.
Yeah.
The UFC Dinos versus the U of A Golden Bears had about 35 fans at this game.
Yeah.
And like,
it's nothing against them. It's just like, no one seems to go to those games.
There was a UFC Dinos football game that was like a pretty like big, I don't know if it was their home opener.
It was like the kickoff.
It was a big game. And so that's obviously where like the school kids would probably go. But I asked a buddy of mine who plays on the team who played the game before. He's a goalie. I stood with him for a bit and we talked and he said that almost all their games are like that. So I don't understand because it is good fucking hockey, man. Yeah, it is like all the WHL players, like the top junior players who didn't move on to the NHL, AHL, or East Coast, or even spent time in the East Coast, AHL, and came back down. it's all them. Like, yeah. They're all good hockey players who played, who had a hell of a career in their junior hockey and then just wanted to keep grinding it out.
Give some credit to these guys. I mean, they're still grinding it out.
And it's like, again, I was sitting there with my three other buddies, and we all played hockey too. We stopped after junior, except one of them actually plays state. But man, it's fucking good hockey. And if it was advertised as well as the Crowchild Classic game is, it would be a fun atmosphere.
I don't even think it's advertising. I think if you look at it from a business side, if you're UFC and you can advertise, say, come like as students, come here for $4 or $5 beers, and then like that could be like your pregame.
No concessions were even open, bro. There was no concessions.
How the fuck are they supposed to make money?
People were literally ordering skip the fucking dishes.
Rink?
I'm not gonna lie, we snuck in some whiskey and there wasn't even a fucking vending machine with Coke. It was all empty.
Wow.
But I mean, like, look at this. They also have the Stampeders, the UFC Downs football team. They have
the Flames
Hitman,
when they happen.
The Flames.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
The Roughnecks.
But, like, if you look at it from a business side, like, make it a student atmosphere. Like, that's what it should be. Like, you know how in the States, like, they have high school hockey and, like, those games just look electric because you have the whole school there?
The States just does it better for college and athletes.
Yeah. Well, college and high school, they do a better job. It's, like, more of an atmosphere. But sure. I think that's... Like, I think if you advertise it as, say, like, there's $4 or $5 beers or, like, cheap drinks for students to come, like, that could be a pre-drink that, like, a lot of people would go to. Like, not only do you get to hang out with friends and, like, you get to have some drinks, but, like, you get to watch some good hockey, which is, like, when you're there, it's, like, fucking fun to watch.
Yeah, that's, excuse me, burp. That's
sorry.
True. It's,
yeah, UFC, you're gonna have to pay me for that. That was some business advice. Yeah, you should probably.
Look at that. Good job, MRU, though. That's, you guys are doing good. Also, Saturday, after the game, we went back to their place, marinated for like 20 minutes, had a couple of beers. Then we bussed to Local Lou's, it was $12.
No free advertisements.
Great bar, though.
I'll be honest.
Great bar. Fun atmosphere. Watch the fight, UFC fight.
How shitty was that fight, though?
The main event was not very good. There was actually a girl fight, one of the prelims, that was really good. Nick Diaz got his ass kicked, too, in one of the prelims. He's a fucking... The Diaz brothers, they're scary, but Nate Diaz is way better than Nick Diaz.
They get fucked, though, man. Like,
But Nate Diaz is nails, man.
Oh, I know. Like, trust me, I don't ever plan on getting within a 10-feet
radius. Please don't
fight
me, Nate or Nick. You guys are great people.
I'll leg wrestle you guys, though. That's about it.
Then after Local Lou's, guess who I ran into?
I don't know.
You.
Well,
I ran into you in National.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
it's nice seeing you.
We went into National Basement on 10th. It's so stinky
and
warm.
That is a literal fart box.
I was wearing a fucking winter jacket, though, my bad.
That's a literal fart box on weekends. So, like, you immediately go down that one set of stairs, and like that's all you get.
You feel the heat.
Oh, yeah, no.
And when you come up, you can feel the fresh air, and it's so nice.
Yeah, no, I think we'll do an episode where we kind of review bars. I'm not going to get into much detail
on spoilers.
How I'd review that one or any of the other ones for that matter.
No spoilers at all.
Yeah, I think that about sums up our weekend. Not too much more going on. We have a little surprise at the end we'll kind of talk about in regards to MFers as a brand.
Sunday. Oh, we watched golf on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was fucking
amazing. It wasn't really as electric because Team USA had such a big lead.
Yeah.
But you could tell the atmosphere around the whole weekend was absolutely electricity, though.
Brooksy and Brooksy. They're friends again, and that's Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, but not everyone who listens to this will know who they are.
I know, but they're just two PGA golfers who they have beef, and it's really
they're about the only golfers in a long time that have had beef,
like social media beef. There's been beef on the course.
I just mean in general. Like, when's the last time you had like a so-called like rivalry or beef between any golfers ever?
I'm trying to think of who it was. Someone's caddy, Keegan Bradley, and somebody's caddy had beef on the course and almost got in a fight, but that's about it.
See, like, how much more interesting would golf be if they fought?
Dude, if there was, like after nine holes, there was, like, a halftime where there was, like, a boxing match.
Between the golfers. They have to fight. Yeah.
But, yeah, just to quickly just recap, yeah. It was the Ryder Cup. It's Team USA versus Team Europe, I believe. It's gotta be Team Europe.
That's what it is. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. And Team USA kicked ass. And on Monday morning and Sunday night, I had the time of my life just going through Instagram, looking at the cool pictures of Xander Schauffele smoking a hoagie, and then DJ probably doing about an 8-ball of coke.
What?
Oh, dude. DJ is... I mean, I think
he's
kind
of
gotten...
They have videos of him doing that? That's
not video. Just, he was absolutely fucked.
Oh, okay.
And if you know DJ's history, and I mean, he's Paulina Gretzky's...
he is kind of close to Wayne Gretzky, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne's known for a few things.
A little bit of drug and alcohol consumption that day for all the Americans. Even the Europeans. Like, I saw a video of McIlroy and... JT, you were dancing.
Who cares at that point? You lose, like, you might as well have some fun.
Win or lose, hit the booze.
I think it's time. I think it's time for the people. I think it's time for the people.
People's podcast, MFers.
Ask MF. How's it feel? I just, this is my favorite one because...
I fucking love it because you guys get to almost like set us up for failure with these questions.
Well, they have in a lot of them. They and think like have. I had to fucking like confess to peeing in a closet. Like, how do you think I feel?
That actually is fucked. Actually, we went there too. When was that? We went to their house.
That was Friday.
We went out Friday too. Holy shit. Friday night we went out to...
It was this house party. I was going to take the weekend off and then...
I ended up getting clipped up.
Then you ended up going twice.
Welcome to downtown Calgary, Bells. All right. Question one on this week's MFers.
Can I say a quick bit?
Sure.
For the sole purpose of not like prolonging this segment, we only did one question per person. So sorry for the people who spammed us with questions again, but we'll just do one a person.
Also, I may be wrong, but 24 hours after I post these stories on our Minimal Filters Instagram account, it disappears like anything else does on any social media stories.
Good fucking job, Kale.
So, but listen, shut the fuck up. I screen recorded all the questions about 23 and a half hours after, so just like half an hour span. So if anybody asks a question in that half an hour, it will not be on here. I'm pretty sure no one did, but if you don't hear that your question answered, ask it again next time because it'll be...
Social media is Kale's responsibility, so everyone blame him for this. I didn't do shit.
What the fuck?
Okay, bring it on.
Question one, Shane Plaza asks, would you rather date Alicia or go to World War III?
Is that even a question? This is like World War III.
Yeah, I'm looking at a question that answers itself. And by that, I mean, dating Alicia would probably be World War III.
I just don't think that's a question that should be asked. Like, that's just trying to get them clout. No free clout around here, but like, nice try, Alicia.
No, the answer is I would rather start... Or even participate in World War III.
So. I think World War III will happen because of the lack of fresh water in our world, but we can get in that another time.
Fuck off.
I'm just saying.
Question number two is actually from Elise Weber, and this question was actually asked twice. I'll shut the person out after I scroll down to it, but would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
See, like, that's, like, one of the ones where, like, I can't... I don't even know what to go
with. You answer it first.
You answer first. Nope. I haven't...
This is a huge question. Don't fuck up, Bales.
I think I'd rather take it in the mouth. I can't
have anything. Why did you say it like that?
I can't have anything in my ass.
Oh my god.
I don't want something in my ass.
Okay, well.
I have a sensitive bum.
So you'd rather sit on a nice cake and munch on a cock?
I don't know how long it is. Like, do you
say
just
say it? Say you'd rather. Say it.
If I had a gun to my head.
Say it. I, Nathan Baylor.
No.
Say it.
I'm not going to fucking say it.
I'll say it.
I already said it. I can't say it again.
Want to hear my answer?
My pride's going to hurt even more.
I bet you're going to be upset after you hear my answer.
I don't care.
Why didn't I think of that?
I probably thought about it. I just chose the better answer.
I would rather, just like you, sit on a cake and eat a dick, but is it a real dick? No. It's a chocolate dick. I love chocolate. She didn't specify a human dick. You said you'd rather take it in the mouth, which just sounds fucked either way. You could have just...
Yeah, I meant chocolate dick. Come on, man. You don't have to call
me
that.
Yeah, all right,
yeah, I
okay.
meant chocolate dick. All right, fuck, next, question, next question. Next question. Holy fuck.
Ben Phillips asks... I like this one. This is a great question, Ben. Would you rather fuck a hot teacher... and get kicked out of college, or fuck a heifer and get $100,000.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Bring me my money.
That's a lot of money. I mean, And I mean, as much as like you always fantasize about banging a hot teacher, I mean, I'm going to go with the money. I like money.
You want, again, I put thought into this one too. The only two questions I put thought into were about to answer.
I don't put a thought into anything I do.
Really? That's what I do. That's facts. I would... much rather fuck a heifer, get $100,000, but then...
Are you just copying me at this point?
Shut up. I'll answer the next one first. How's that sound? Then, with that $100,000, I would apply to college, then fuck a hot teacher.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
You sure thought that one through.
Sure thought that one
through. See, I would give you a high five, but I hate the fact that you just had to specify, even though I knew exactly where you were going that whole time.
You fucking
did. It was predictable as fuck.
Why don't you go take a dick in the mouth, buddy?
A chocolate one.
Yeah, you wish. Braden Mitchell Would you rather be a cyborg or a half man, half animal, which is a centaur, no?
You could be any half animal. I think you could be any half animal. I think that's the point.
Okay.
I think that's why I'm going to go cyborg. I think robots are fucking awesome. Like,
what? You're not, dude, they have no fucking special, like, powers.
Buddy, I'm a robot. I can literally do whatever I want.
That's,
what? Have you ever seen The Avengers? Have you seen Ultron? That's a robot. That's what I would turn into.
Okay, well then, I guess that's
the
fine.
Biggest, baddest
now
robot.
Now that you said
ever.
Ultron, now I can respect it.
What kind of robot were you thinking about?
Like
the iRobot Roombas that just vacuum your floor?
Yes.
Oh.
Or maybe like
okay.
Bender from Futurama. He's a robot. No, not Bender. What's that robot's name?
I don't know. I didn't watch Futurama. We already went over this. I don't watch Futurama.
No, it's Bender. It's Bender. Or Fry. I don't know. I don't watch the show either. I just know some characters. I'd rather be a centaur.
What's a... Is that a horse?
Look at this. I Googled a picture for you to look at.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like...
A half horse, half man?
Yeah, and it's like... it's almost like a sexual appeal kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, sure. It's... That's a...
You know what I just realized, though? Is if you're a center, you can't have sex on your back. Girl can't get on top of you.
Oh, shit.
I just realized that. Just looking at that one picture, I just realized that. How crazy is that?
I think you can only actually fuck things with four legs. I'm looking at it.
I'm trying to analyze.
I'm getting way too invested in
I'm trying
shit
to analyze
right now.
This photo, man. All I'm saying is, for all of you who are listening, like, look up Pinterest Center and like tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think they can have sex on their back. I don't think they can have a girl ride them.
That's okay.
Not that I've ever had one do that, but.
True. Caden Lowen asked, ever fallen out of a tree? This is definitely directed towards me.
Yeah. Do you want to give your side? Yeah.
So, you and I went to the Lowen family's residence.
Beautiful spot.
Great
beautiful
spot. They have a full-size hockey rink almost. Not full-size, but a huge hockey rink in their backyard. It was summer, but it's still a rink. In the winter, there's ice on it. Anyways.
Just get to the story.
Yeah. We were sitting around the fire. There's about five of us.
Shooting shit, having some drinks.
Shooting shit, having some drinks. And then there was a tree behind me that had four steps hammered in going up to the tree. As in, like, come climb this tree. It's very, like, it's kind of intimidating. If you see steps on a tree, you want to go climb it.
It's very inviting.
Yeah, inviting, not intimidating. I meant inviting.
Good try.
Fuck! Anyways, so I politely actually asked the mother, can I climb a tree? She goes, sure. I climbed a tree, got decently high, went to come down, and on my way down, I broke one of the ladder steps. So you, being a nice guy, you're like, Kale, just like, come down, I'll catch you. I'll grab you. You're being really nice.
Yeah,
to us.
But then you said no. And I came up with the brilliant idea of you, like you know how in Tarzan when he slides down the tree? And I was like, Kale, try that.
So
like, that'll work.
I grabbed onto, like, the base of one of these branches where it's, like, really sturdy. I hung upside down like a sloth would.
And then
I started slowly creeping and crawling towards the thinner part of the tree, hoping it would just slowly bend down with my weight. And then, like, I'd touch my toes on the ground.
Yeah.
But I got about halfway, about 12, 15 feet up in the air. And
yeah.
It just cracked and I fell straight on my back.
It was about
on like
10
this,
feet.
This
pile you know what the funniest like, you know what the funniest part was? Instead of you falling on grass or something, you just fell onto this pile of wood.
Yeah. I fell onto this pile of wood. Like that.
This pile of wood, yeah.
I was like, oh man, my back was just I wasn't cut up, but I was like bruised.
I honestly like I know I'm a really nice guy, but I'll be honest, that's kind of what I was hoping for that entire time.
Yeah, and I felt so bad for breaking the tree, but the mom actually felt worse because she was the one who said I could do it.
Yeah, let's put on her.
It was awesome. It was a fun night. We
lawsuit
had
coming.
Some more drinks.
It was good. It was good.
It was nice to meet
the
girl.
And you weren't seriously hurt, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Not seriously hurt.
So sorry to the Lowen family for breaking your tree.
But thank you for having us over because that was an awesome memory because I love seeing Kale in pain. So.
Yes, I love being in pain.
All right, what's up?
Carson Huber. Fight a horse-sized goose? Or 40 goose-sized horses. And then he added, where both of them can beat the fuck out of you, but we're just going to cut it in half and say, would you rather fight a horse-sized goose or 40 goose-sized horses?
Definitely the goose-sized horses.
The 40
It's the same thing as when we said, like...
The toddlers.
Yeah same thing with the toddlers. Like, I can go until my stamina runs out, and I definitely think I can handle 40. You just boot them.
You know what's funny?
Like, because think about how fucking scary a horse-sized goose would be.
Man, even a normal-sized goose is fucking scary.
But, like, think about it, like, chomping down, like, nom, nom, nom.
It'd be like a velociraptor kind of size thing.
Dude, it could literally swallow you up in one bite. And then you'd go down its massive neck. It would be like a snake when you see, like, a snake swallow someone.
It gets bigger.
But that's what, like, the human... Like, if I got eaten by, a horse-sized goose, I would be in that neck, just sliding down that long-ass neck.
And, like, I mean, gooses are pretty big, too.
Geese
are pretty big. But I feel like 40 goose-sized horses, you'd be able to just kick them. Like,
yeah.
Because horses can't really, they can bite, but they don't bite as big as, like,
I definitely feel like I can handle it again. Yeah. It's no question.
Good question, Cars.
No questions asked.
Easy answer. Johnny Vandermolen, our good buddy Johnny, said, Silverback gorilla versus a grizzly bear, who wins and why do they win?
You can go first on this one.
Okay. I take grizzly bear all day, every day. I have seen...
What's your reasoning?
May I get there?
No.
Or do you want to just interrupt and like... right before I get there?
I'll think about it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to let you talk now.
Weird, because you didn't. But thank you. Grizzly bear wins.
I was going to go with a gorilla.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Grizzly bear wins because, like, they are, if you think about, like, the three male body types, there's, like, hare, lion, and a grizzly. Grizzlies are just used as the alpha animal in the jungle, other than a dinosaur, but no such thing as those anymore. So if you were to give me front row seats to a full-size male grizzly bear who just came out of hibernation about a month ago, so he's had time to lose about a little weight but also gain muscle, against a silverback gorilla who's like the king of his shit, I still think grizzly bear. And the main reason why is the claws.
Yeah, okay, well, you kind of made that question way too specific and way too complicated. My whole reason...
The question asks why.
I was literally going to say, basically what it is, it comes down to the claws of the grizzly bear or the brute force of this gorilla.
Wow, you're so interesting, Bales.
I genuinely think that, like, same with you. I don't think it's claws. The blood, the loss of blood by the gorilla would be too much for him to handle, despite how agile he is compared to the grizzly bear. That's my logic.
And, like, one could argue, like, oh, the gorilla could just, like, climb up a tree, but the bears can too, so.
Well, you know what else?
Reality check.
Yeah, but the gorilla could do it a lot faster.
Dude, no.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never seen him do it, man.
You're right.
Get off my ass.
Okay, but is this fight in, like, an open range of, like, 100 yards or 100, like, kilometers?
Or just
like
in a field or like I don't know,
boxing
man.
Match. Boxing
this, I don't... It's just in a boxing ring. If it's just in a boxing ring and, like, they have to follow boxing rules with boxing gloves on, it's definitely the gorilla then.
You're right. Next question. it was Kelton Travis that asked the cake and a dick one too. He also asks, would you rather drink non-alcoholic beer? This is obviously a question pertaining to last week.
Yeah, non-alcoholic beer is gross.
Would you rather drink non-alcoholic beer or urine-flavored alcohol? I would rather drink non-alcoholic.
You know what? I'd rather not drink piss. Yeah. So I'm going to... Good question, Kelton. I'd rather not drink piss.
That was a...
I don't like piss.
It's a recoil question. I like, that's a fun question though. Damon Hunt, I love this question. And actually I talked to him about it on FaceTime the other day. Fuck, marry, kill. You ready for these three?
Yeah, I'm very ready.
Margot Robbie. Gorgeous. Madison Beer. So pretty. Or Megan Fox. Studette.
Okay, okay, because of her resurgence lately and how much more popular she's got, like, in the last little bit, I'm going to go fuck Megan Fox. And then I have to go with the goddess as my future wife. Like, when Margot starts hearing this podcast, like, you can hit me up. Don't worry, you can have my number. Marry Margot Robbie, and then I'll kill Madison Beer.
Okay, well, so I like that. We're going to marry the same girl, you and I. We're both going to marry Margot Robbie as our picks. But yeah,
she's something else, man. Like, that moment, like, from the moment... She came out in Wolf of Wall Street. I don't think I've ever, like, been more fantasized by a girl.
I'm going to kill Megan Fox.
Why? Have you seen how she's looked lately?
Yeah, but, dude, I'm not saying she's aged at all, but Madison Beer is 1 year older than me. She's born March 4th. Don't ask me how I know that. But she's
I swear, I don't know.
March 4th, 99, which is... Wait, no.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
Longer life together. That's good. That'll be romantic.
Oh, yeah. And, like... Madison Beer is just such a genuinely beautiful girl. Megan Fox was a crush forever ago.
Think about, like, when the first Transformers came out, like, every little 10-year-old kid just immediately hit puberty.
First time I ever got bricked up was watching Transformers.
Nice.
Yep.
Fuck right.
I remember it.
Yeah.
All right. Good question, Chauncey.
Thanks, Damon.
Sorry, I have to read. Next, Ryan Bedard. Bedsy. If you were the only person left on Earth, would you want to know or not?
Oh, fuck. That's a deep one. And, like, I actually, like, when I read that one, I didn't know what way I was going to lean. But now, kind of talking about it out loud, I'm going to say I'd want to know. Like, why? Because if I didn't know, then I'd be searching for everyone the whole time, thinking, like, oh, shit, like maybe I'll find someone, maybe I won't. But I'd rather just, like, you know what? Fuck it. You're by yourself for the rest of your life. You're going to be the last person ever. So that's my logic.
So you want to know?
Yeah, think about it. Because if you don't know, then you're just searching
for the whole time. I thought about it.
But, and then there's the devil's advocate. That is, like, at least you have something to live for then.
Don't devil's advocate it. It could be in my part.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. It's my podcast.
It's our podcast.
What are you thinking? Well, I'd want to know.
I wouldn't want to know. You want to know why? So that every single time you wake up, you got something to look forward to.
That was my devil's advocate.
That's why I said shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Sorry.
That was kind of aggressive.
Yeah, I'm a little aggressive right now.
I'm kind of scared. But
sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't want to know because I think if I did know, I'd probably just wake up every single morning and be like, what do I do today? I have no taxes to pay. I got no fucking, no one to impress.
You have purpose then. Yeah. All right. You know what? I get that.
Thank you.
I get that.
I understand yours too.
Yeah. I mean.
I hope it never comes down to that.
I don't know. I think I would be pretty fun if I was just by myself.
What's that? Is it I Am Legend? Is that where he's like the last person thinks?
With his dog.
So sad, dude.
Yeah.
Any movie that has dogs.
That's one of the saddest movie parts like ever in the history of movie parts.
Okay.
today, please.
Jamie Johnson from Moose Jaw. Top three porn stars.
Did he say top three or top five?
He literally said top three or top five porn stars. But I'm just going to go top three because...
Are you going to go all time or are you going to go right now? Because I did my all time.
Whatever you want, man. Okay. Your top three porn stars.
All right. I'm going to go with Lisa Ann, obviously. That was like one of the first...
Yeah,
like
she got the ball rolling for the 14-year-old
boys. Yeah, Lisa Ann, Lana Rhodes, lately, something else she does to me.
Yeah,
and Brandy Love, gotta go with Brandy, good old Brandy OG. Love. Yeah, I like the OGs, like the ones that I started off my life with, and kind of carried through my tough teenage years. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they were there for me when I needed them.
Tough teenage years.
They were there for me when I needed them.
Jerk off. That's like. Still me.
That's I'm pretty sure that's what you do every night.
Nah, dude. You're right. Repeat them again for everyone. Your first one was
Lisa Ann, Lana Rhodes, and Brandy Love.
Okay, so I'm going to go in no specific order. I'm also
going to mine wasn't in order either. I just, top three.
I like Nicole Aniston.
Yeah, totally understandable. Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
You don't have to get detail, experience. But like anyone who's ever seen her would understand why.
Yeah. See, this is tough. I did almost have like a top five, but we're just going to top three. Just Rachel Starr.
Oh yeah. Here's the thing is you can't argue with any of these. Like if anyone told me like their top five, like from like our age group, I bet you I would just be like, I get it. Yeah. Like I totally get it.
Yeah. And for this final one, I was going to take Corey Chase, but I'm not. I'm going to take Mandy Flores.
Yeah,
which honestly,
I can't even disagree with
that. She's not one of the most popular out there, but you know who she is.
She's a baddie. They all be baddies, though. Yeah,
it's just the categories that you find her in are categories that you don't find everyone else in. So she's unique in her own way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was good. I mean, like, here's the thing. Like I said, like, you can't really argue with anyone. Let me just
clear my history now. Don't want anyone seeing that. Abby Poxon, would you rather lick the... No, I'm not reading that. I can't read that. Sorry, Abby, I can't read that.
Is it bad?
I can't. Just look at that. I can't say that.
Would you rather lick the tip of... Oh.
Yeah. I'll just say, would you rather lick the... I'll customize this question.
Yeah, I'm kind of just in shock because the thought of that.
What a weird question, Abby.
Could we just say... I could say we could do each other. Let's do each other.
Okay. Would... I, Kale Clouson, rather lick the tip of Nathan's dick once a week or finish him to completion once a year? My answer to that...
Does it have to be a blowjob or does it just say completion?
It just says either lick the tip once a week or finish him to completion once a year. I'd probably just once a week.
You go with the lick?
Yeah, I hate this question.
Why, a little popsicle.
Why don't we just skip it?
Yeah, I'll just go with the popsicle lick too.
Okay, good.
I'd rather not ever finish.
Moving on.
A dude.
This question is from your sister, Olivia. Would you rather have diabetes or an annoying little sister? Which?
That's tough for me because I already have the one.
And she has the other.
And she has the other.
You have an annoying diabetic little sister.
No, I love you, Olive. Would I rather have? If I had to choose, you know what? I would. She's not actually annoying. So if I had to choose, I would go. I'd actually rather have diabetes because if I had a sister that I couldn't stand for the rest of my life, like, how are you going to live?
Well,
you can live with diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with diabetes. People do. Sure.
I'm going to go ahead and, because she's not my actual sister, she's like my half sister, I guess. But I'm going to say that I would rather have Olive as my little sister. Since she's annoying.
Then have diabetes. She's not that annoying.
She's annoying. But I like her too. She's fun.
She's cool. You can hang out all of
that. She's annoying, but there's the odd time. It's like, you know what? You can stay.
You're allowed to stay. You're good enough. Yeah, it's part of being younger. What question am I looking at now? Are we not allowed to read another one?
No.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. Just read his...
I can't pronounce the name.
Fuck. Now I feel like a douchebag. I don't know.
I'll come back to that one in a second.
Okay.
Demi asked, worst date story. And while I'm looking for this, you can...
Okay, yeah, I'll go. So I don't have a... I've never had a bad date. I've been lucky enough to not experience a bad date. I don't know if that's just because, like, I don't know, I have such great taste or whatever it is, or vice versa. You know, nice, girls have great taste in me. Great girls have great taste in me, whatever. So I think the only bad thing that's really ever happened to me is one time, like, I was taking a girl like around Okotoks, like showing her some nice spots. Mm-hmm. And I kind of forgot that one of my favorite spots, you had to walk directly past a waste treatment plant.
Was it Big Rock?
No.
Oh.
No, but anyways, so yeah, so you, I mean, it was romantic till
the smell.
Till you kind of just smelled shit for about,
I like that,
2 minutes.
That's
your
that's
walk.
A good worst now, date.
I mean, I like it was still a good first date. Everything went good, but I definitely do think, had we not gone through the waste treatment plant, I would probably be... Nah, nothing would have changed. The waste treatment plant wasn't that big of a deal. But it smelled like doo-doo, that's for sure.
Was there a second date?
So there was a few more dates.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, it was just...
Do I know this chick?
Yeah, you know her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then yeah, that's...
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but like... Yeah,
obviously
like,
it wasn't that bad if she agreed to another date.
I've heard worse stories. I could tell you, she told me a worse date story on that one.
Sure. You can use this as part of your answer, I guess.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess... Yeah, I guess sorry for using your story, but it was way too good not to talk about. But she mentioned how on one of her first dates, this guy showed up. So this guy was 30 minutes late for the date. And so she called him and he said, this is exactly what he said on the phone to her. I think I might be a little wrong, but this is the moral of the story that I got. On the phone, he literally said, he goes, sorry, I'm just trying to rep up a few more sets at the gym and then I'll come there.
Oh, so you're telling me that your own story again.
That wasn't me, man. I don't do that at the gym. It's because I like working out. Doesn't
she
mean
call
I
and she goes, hey, so I know last day was kind of weird because the waste plant was stinky, but I was wondering if you want to go on like another date today. And you're like,
no, bitch, let me finish my sets.
You're like, 105, what's that, bitch?
Yeah.
You want to go on a date with me again?
I would never call a girl.
Let me just finish my reps.
Yeah. Nah, that wasn't me though, but like, good for her. Like, she recognized I was probably a bit of a red flag.
Respect.
Sorry for taking your story though. Great story though.
Can I say my own story?
Yeah, too? Well, it's again, your
I just,
turn.
I just kind of thought of it. Again, not really like, haven't had many bad dates. Haven't been on like a whole lot of dates, like one-on-one dates.
Dates. It's like, kind of, it's dates. A bit different at our, like, in our generation
yeah,
like than
the
it used
80s
to be,
and
90s, sure.
Even the 2000s, go on a date. Take her to dinner. Hold her for it. But one of my dates, it was when I was freshly single. I was talking to a few girls at once, just trying to get
as
back
you
out
do.
There.
That's what you do.
It's a rebound period.
It's legally like in the handbook.
You have to.
It's in the handbook of getting out of a relationship. So.
So I was talking to this girl who, out of the few I was talking to, she was like the most. I liked her the most. Like, she was actually one of the girls who I'd maybe like.
Are you gonna get to the point?
Can I just tell my fucking story?
Sorry, I just feel like being a douche today.
Okay.
It's just
well, yeah, you're doing good at doing that. So. But I asked her if she wanted to go to Earl's, which is my favorite place of all time.
Yeah, of course.
Instead of going by myself like I used to do, I thought I'd bring someone this time. So I went to Earl's on 130th, a popular spot. It's my favorite spot ever in the world. with this girl. I met her there. I didn't want to like go pick her up. She lived really far away. So I'm like, meet me here. It's like halfway. It's fair for the first date. I paid for it in the end, so I'm a nice guy, really. Not an F boy.
Can you just, I'm waiting for the punchline.
Sorry. And another girl I was talking to at the time was also there. So yeah. Me and this girl who I brought on this day were sitting down for a bit, and then this girl I was also talking to, who I might have also been telling, hey, we should go on a date soon, she was there with her family. And I'm not going to say she was staring at me in a scowl form, but she was looking at me a few times, and we made awkward eye contact to the point where I literally actually told the girl I was with that this is going to be awkward, but this chick.
Which one did you end up seeing more after?
The one I went on the date with,
I saw more after. Yeah, so here's my logic, though. So is like, I would actually probably rather her be with her family than like if she was with friends, because I feel like if she was with friends, you know, she'd do the thing where she comes over and like spills a little nice drinky poo on you.
Yeah.
Or
like, what's up?
Or she would get. Or if she was a little like, you know, one of those little scary shy girls, she would probably send one of her friends over and just, you know, just rip into you.
Yeah, the alpha of the girl group.
Yeah, like the one who's not afraid of anyone.
Hey, Kale and friend. And the girls are like, whoa, Kale, who's this? I'm like, I don't know.
I'd rather it definitely be the family, though, because like, then she's basically handcuffed.
Yeah, she can't be like, hey, family, I'm talking to this guy, because she doesn't want to bring me up.
Exactly. Be like, so why is you with another girl? You know, shit like that.
Yeah, I like that. That is a great, whose question
was that? That was the worst date, which
oh, yeah, Demi, that was Demi.
Very broad question, but it works.
I liked it. Last question. By Aiden Oiring. He asks, best in the dressing room story. So what is the best memory or story you have about an in the dressing room experience? Hockey dressing room.
Like, when I saw this question, I can't think of a specific one because, like, so many good memories. Like,
so true.
Like, it's just, like, the most fun and most comfortable place I think you can be in.
Absolutely. You're naked. There's 20 dudes naked and no one gives a fuck.
So I think, you know, the wrestling matches are up there. Multiple wrestling matches that have gone on in dressing rooms and people getting injured when they definitely shouldn't have.
Smashing their head on hooks.
Yeah, sorry about that. Who was it? Someone banged their head on the bucket and got a concussion the one time.
It happens more than you think.
But like, if I had to choose like overall, my favorite thing is definitely be just like dancing around naked. No homo. No homo. Love dancing. I love dancing around naked with the boys. Like,
It is so much fun. Still even no just homo. Like sitting there after a shower, like, oops, I accidentally left my towel at my bench. I just got to walk through all the boys naked.
Yeah, like my
hopefully
bad.
Hopefully no one smacks my ass or something.
Hopefully someone doesn't compliment my penis. That's all I got. Yeah. No homo.
My favorite dressing room memory, aside from those, obviously, those are just the best.
Yeah.
Would probably be in midget double A, which was such a fun year of hockey. Just the boys.
It's grade 11.
I played for the Wheatland Chiefs out of Strathmore, and we won everything that year. But the most fun was when we won provincials, because in the gold medal game, I had four tucks.
None of this has to do with best dressing room story at all. Listen, I hope you know that. Just you flexing on everyone.
It gets there.
Everyone.
I just had to flex for a second.
You're just flexing on everyone.
After we won in provincials, in Okotoks, in your home barn, so fuck you, we got beers in the room.
Oh, wow. That's so sick.
Our management team brought all these 16, 17-year-olds beer. And
cool, that's illegal as
beer,
fuck.
And then we got fined.
We drank beer.
Just the reason it was so fun is because we just, again, we didn't expect the beer. We just all opened the beer and we're all like, oh my God, we're just going to get so fucking drunk. We're all obviously naked, playing music, jumping around, dancing. The coaches were in there jumping around. And then we got fined.
Cool. I mean, we did I won my, like, when I won my junior B ship in Revelstoke. Yeah, because you did it, so I'm allowed to fuck
you. You already said a story, man. But nope.
I knew whatever I want. But same thing. Just fun as fuck, you know, bashing beers. Literally just dumping them on. My hockey gear was fucking drenched in beer.
You're like a beauty, Bill, as fuck.
I'm not a beauty.
Such a beauty.
I'm just the coolest guy I've ever met. So how's that? I like that shit. Was that actually your last question? Did you go through them all?
Yeah, I did. That was the last question.
Holy shit. Sorry if we did miss anyone's questions, but that was a good one. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of you also, like, these are the questions that we had on the poll on Instagram, and there was also a poll about the nails of the week. So if you're like, why didn't you answer my question?
It's
because you were a nails question, not
because you put on the nails. Yeah.
I spilled my water.
Can you just quickly remind everyone what happened on the second nails?
You won again, Bales. Yes, it was closer, though.
It doesn't matter. I told you I'm going to win these probably every single week.
I thought that me ending with, no, you hang up first, would help a lot. And it probably actually did help a lot. Because you started out like 73-27. And I don't know, 58-42.
I don't think that has to do with the last one you did. I think that has to do with people who listen to the podcast later. Less loyal fans.
Maybe it's because we posted the picture before everyone heard it. So they're like, oh, these ones sound better. But they didn't actually hear the arguments in between.
Well, I won. So thank you to everyone who voted again. Yeah. No surprise, I fucking won. Kale's going to figure this out eventually. He might get one eventually.
I'll figure it out next time.
I'm really excited for the next nails, though. That'll be a good one.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. Shower thought of the day.
Yeah, shower thought of the day. And this is the last segment of the day.
It was a good pod. I think where we are right now, we're at the 50-minute mark. So that was good.
Yeah, it'll be about an hour at the end of it.
Good timing. Perfect. You're welcome, guys. I know you guys like the longer pods. We've been told.
Also, guys, please let us know if you like shorter or longer better, because we've heard mixed feelings. Actually, I'm going to make a poll after this.
Yeah, we can do it. Like, I think for the most part, we'll be around an hour mark anyways. But I've had a lot of people say they want it longer.
Yeah, so have I.
I've only had a couple say shorter. The only time people said shorter was after the first one. But like, our first one was kind of doo-doo compared to where we are now.
Compared to just being the best speakers.
You mean the best podcast in North America?
Yeah.
Sorry, the best rising podcast. Up and coming podcast.
13th Avenue.
You just tell people where we live?
No.
13th Avenue in Calgary.
13th Ave is big enough where people won't know.
Yeah, there's enough. Good. Just go up and down 13th Ave. Shower thought of the day. Do you want to go first this time or you want me to go? How good is yours? Mine's pretty good.
Mine's just funny. It's more like I relate to it kind of thing.
Okay, I'll go first then. I hate that yours are always good. Okay, so this one... this one kind of low-key goes with the one you mentioned about the air in the box, but like not really. So
wait, so my shower thought was so good that you thought about it in your shower?
No, like this, like I thought about this one and then like I was like, oh, that kind of relates to his.
Huh.
Kind of. Like I'd say about on a scale of like 1 to 100%, like 16%.
Okay.
Like, okay, so here's my logic here. So you know how like peanuts are grown and stuff? Like peanuts are growing.
Yeah.
So get this. If you're in a room by yourself and you crack open a peanut and then eat it, you're literally the only person in the entire world to have ever seen that peanut.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Right? You're the only person ever. And then of 7,000, how many people are in the world? 7,000?
750,000 people, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, 750,000 people. Yeah, you're the only person out of all of us to see it, so.
Yeah, I like that.
Right? I mean, yeah. You can't argue with
it. It's basically the exact same logic as my air.
No, you were more about like how air passes around. I was saying how you're the only person in the world to see that peanut.
It's kind of like that, the idea of like you throw a rock in the ocean. No one's ever going to throw a rock again.
You're the last person to see that rock.
Isn't that kind of cool?
No.
You're right. Not really.
No, it's not that cool.
Overrated.
Yeah, everyone does it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that
good,
cool.
Good shower thought, Bales.
Thanks.
You know, my shower thought, like I said, it kind of just relates to me since I'm like 6'5".
Fuck you.
I
fucking hate you.
And you're like the latter of this question because it's the shorter people in it, or of the shower thought. And you're.
I'm literally 6 feet tall.
Oh my God.
Oh, I forgot to mention earlier when I was talking about this hickey guy, I also saw this guy later in the night who was legit 7 feet tall. Like,
there's a video of it too. Should we post that video?
We can post the video. Like, he's a literal mammoth of a human being.
This guy is bending down at a 90-degree angle, talking to this girl, and then Baylor's behind him.
I literally look like a midget behind him.
It's actually fucking hilarious.
And like, I genuinely think he's like a registered skyscraper. Like, I think he probably like.
Can you register yourself as a skyscraper?
Fuck it. This guy probably has. We'll post that video, but like that guy definitely should be a registered skyscraper.
I'll let
you get to your shower thought. I had to say that because that was it was wild how big this human was.
My shower thought of the day is tall people are expected to use their reach to help shorter people. But if a tall person were to ask a short person to hand them something that they drop on the floor, it'd be insulting. And why is that? Why is it okay for
mainly because you're an asshole. That's why. Yeah. How's that feel?
But why is it okay? It's a height thing.
Fuck
yeah.
I know.
Oh, you're short? That sucks. Oh, you're tall? What's the fucking difference?
Dude, I didn't make the law. What do you want from me? I didn't make the law.
I'm just going to ask for your opinion on this one. If someone was
I think everyone gets mad at you because you're an asshole.
But that's, okay, then not me. Let's just say a tall person who isn't Kale Clouston.
Okay, so let's say that mammoth of a human who yeah. I saw. Say if he drops, like if he dropped his glass, I wouldn't be insulted. I would do it because I'm scared as fuck of him.
Well, if he dropped his glass, it would probably break. Why would you touch glass? It would cut you. So pick something else that he dropped. If he dropped his phone.
Now I'm pissed off. What if it was a plastic glass? There.
That can still break.
I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah, but like, I just don't understand why it's okay for short people to ask tall people, hey, grab that up there for me. But it's not okay for tall guys to ask short people, hey, can you please grab that down there for me? And
like, for everyone listening, Kale just did that shower thought to remind everyone that he's tall. So just like me, I'm tall as well. Just not as tall.
The point of it.
Just not as tall.
But in case you guys forgot.
Great fucking pod. That was good. That was electric.
Is it an hour right now?
55 minutes. That was good.
You want to rap for 5 minutes? What's an hour? Rap battle?
No. I want to pass. No. I think we're... Whatever that was, you need to stop doing that.
Rap on, rap on it.
Once again, thanks for everyone who's been sharing, helping us out. Anyone who's seen our posters, thanks for not taking them down.
Yeah, I got a few snaps from people saying like, what the fuck is this? I'm like,
sorry please, to flex on you, buddy.
Please send it to all your friends.
Yeah, please send it to all your friends. Once again, like, thanks again. Thanks. I think, you know, like, we did peak with that first podcast because we had a lot of friends sharing it.
Yeah.
If you guys like this one, like, please share
please
it.
Please share. And like, I know it. Please you help. Might, you might please be help like, brother it's going to look dust that people are going to be like, why is this? Why
if you like it, though, podcast? Like, please share because...
It means a lot to us.
Yeah. Well, like, every time you guys share, like, I genuinely, like,
what feel... What are the stats?
I feel warmth in my heart. We're almost at 1,000 downloads for the first one, but the second and third one are only around 300 and 400.
Yeah, which is...
So, like, if you guys like the preceding ones, like, just feel free to share them because, like, we need help.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, they are still getting downloaded each day.
Yeah, the numbers are going up every day, but...
And it's kind of cool because people still ask me, or, like, mainly just tell me. I actually just posted a Snapchat story, like, right before this podcast saying, like, decent podcast.
Yeah.
Because if you guys...
Of course you did.
If you guys... Actually, you guys didn't know, we're actually... We're filming this right now on Nathan's iPhone.
I don't know. It could have stopped recording at any point. It could have stopped recording at any point.
If it went down to like 20%, it would have paused. Like the low battery would have came up.
No, I don't think it would have paused. I don't know. I don't know how iPhones work, man. Yeah. I'm not Steve Jobs.
But I still get people all the time replying to my stories. Like each time I post something on either Instagram, like my own Instagram or Minimal Filters Instagram or my Snapchat, saying like, you guys have a podcast? Like no fucking way. I'm like, yeah. So, like, the fact that people still are, like, unaware and that each time I post something, it, like, reaches a whole new person, it's, like, fucking race.
And then thank you to anyone who has shared. You guys are fucking awesome. You guys are the best.
Yeah, and if you three girls that we met at UFC are listening, please come hang out with us.
Yeah, we're friends now.
We're friends now.
Oh,
we're study buddies.
Oh, I forgot Minimal Filters Brand.
Oh, yeah. This is
okay,
huge.
Guys. Like, I know we kind of just started our podcast. And like I said... We haven't gotten that many downloads on the last few ones, but that's okay. I mean, we're having fun. We're shooting the shit. But we have merchandise on the way.
Merchandise!
So we got some Minimal Filter shirts.
Merchandise!
What we'll do is, Kale will continue with the polls, but if you guys would want a shirt or something, just answer to the poll. We're only making everyone pay for the cost of it. That's it. We're not trying to make any profit at all.
They're not expensive at all.
Like, they're going to be $25 a shirt, and like that's all. Like I know that's like not the cheapest shirt you can get, but like that's what it costs us.
Man.
And right now, it's literally we just want friends and everyone to kind of like rep the brand and like just kind of you know like the same thing we do with the posters, like just more people to see it. And that's all.
$25 is actually dirt cheap.
It's funny. I had a friend of mine. I actually had two friends where I go like who I consider close friends of mine. I was like, hey, like if we like made a shirt, would you buy one? And they go, no, man, I'm trying to save money right now. And I was like, man, it's $25. Get on my ass.
That's like three drinks.
Buddy, that's two drinks if you go to National, and that's like less than a 12-pack. So help a brother out. But no, like I said, Kale, put up the poll. If anyone wants one, like let us know. Like, and we'll kind of like get it. I think we're going to order like 30 to start off. We'll see how many we get.
Yeah, for now, for the first batch, probably just like 20.
But it's just to get the brand out more, like kind of like start expanding.
The front left side of the chest says MFers. It's a big M, big F, small ERS. And is it bordered?
We're trying to get it bordered. We'll see. Like we'll put the art proof on our story like as soon as we get it from.
Yeah. I'm just giving you guys an idea. So that's what the front says. And in the back, it says in big font, minimal filters, and underneath it in parentheses it says, "Don't worry, comma, it's just a podcast."
So that way, that way it's such a joke when,
don't worry, guys,
when you're at school and people see MFers.
We don't mean motherfuckers.
No, I would never swear.
We mean minimal filters.
No, yeah. So that's our merchandise. If anyone wants one, like we said, we'll just make you guys pay cost. We just kind of want to get the brand out there. Oh, and 25 bones, and you instantly become our friend. So how's
and
that? How's that?
We deliver.
We will deliver. Fuck right, we will.
Unless you want to like maybe help us out and like come to our apartment on.
All right, that's all. Check out our Instagram. Check out our TikTok at Minimal Filters. I think that's it. Kale, we didn't even have to rap for 5 minutes. We got to the hour mark.
No rapping, and I'm happy. Yeah.
No rapping.
Minimal
needed.
Filters. Our Instagram is minimal_filters with no uppercases, no numbers, nothing. Just minimal_filters. And our TikTok, Bales, do you know it by heart?
It's just minimal filters.
Just minimal filters.
That's all you guys got.
That's
all
right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. All right. And have a great last half of your week.
Yeah, all right.
I love you all.
All right. Peace out.
Kids. I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy.
Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network.
Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, 4-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.